Minnesota, once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
No, see, Luke, when you do that, people think I'm going to slide across in my tidy whities and do a little dance, and that's not...
I don't understand the reference. I'm too young.
Oh, stop
I'm it. Kidding. I'm kidding. I know that one.
This is Up North News for all you old fellows out there. We were just talking with State Representative Evan Goyke, and we were talking in one area about mental health care. And we are doing more all the time. We are making progress in removing some of the stigma of it, of addressing the challenges and the needs. But it is slow in coming. And I wanted to single out one particular area where Governor Evers was using part of the funding from the American Rescue Plan. And our political analyst, Joe Zepecki, put up an article about it on our website sometime not too long ago and noted that Evers is directing $5 million to Children's Hospital Wisconsin for a pediatric mental health walk-in clinic and to establish a residency program for med students there. And then $14 million is going to go to UW-Whitewater to expand its training programs for aspiring mental health care workers. Just two of the many examples of where money's being put to work. You have to work with what you've got. And Governor Evers is working with what is in the American Rescue Plan, which, again, all it did was save the U.S. economy from a depression, you know, brought about by the COVID pandemic, despite no Republican votes, despite Republican efforts to either block it or send aid money to tax cuts. Again, the ridiculousness of, you know, Reagan-esque trickle-down thinking that just isn't going to happen. These are matters. These are serious matters. They take people who want to work for a living and not state legislators who are on vacation for 10 months now, won't be back until January of next year. And then we'll determine, you know, what to do with a budget surplus. And it may not be, you know, spent nearly as well as what American Rescue Plan funds are doing right now to be put to work. Brand new article at upnorthnewswi.com about how rural Wisconsin is still stuck with slowdowns and cutbacks at the U.S. Postal Service and how Senator Ron Johnson has not been helping with this for the past decade or so. And I write about Tina Pullman of La Crosse. She has a nonprofit that she started to help raise funds for medical research for an autoimmune disorder that she and others suffer from. Her nonprofit secretary is in California. And for the longest time, as needed, they used the United States Postal Service. And she said, if you put something in a two-day envelope, it's going to get to California in 2 days. Something comes from California, it's going to get there in 2 days. And it doesn't anymore. And she, Tina holds people like Ron Johnson responsible. She says, quote, "He's not looking out for small businesses like mine. He's not looking out for smaller and mid-level businesses that use the U.S. Postal Service on a regular basis." This is somebody that in her work, and look, the Postal Service gets used for lots of things in rural Wisconsin, rural America. People send baby chicks, you know, and bees and, you know, all kinds of, living things, you know, plants, what have you, not to mention foodstuffs. It's not just bills, but the bills are important too. The paperwork is important too. And, you know, Tina, every year, like every nonprofit, has to apply for permission on a state-by-state basis for the, you know, the licensing to be a fundraiser, to raise money for this nonprofit. And that involves, you know, a lot of mail, which had been going swimmingly until Louis DeJoy, Donald Trump's choice to run the U.S. Postal Service, came along and exacerbated problems that were actually put on the U.S. Postal Service by Republicans back in 2006, 2007. Now, this was all in the name of the U.S. Postal Service was, you know, quote unquote, losing money, wasn't turning a profit. Question for you. Does anybody ask, why hasn't the Army made money? Why aren't the Marines turning a profit? No, we don't do that. We don't do that about virtually anything else because it's a government service. When you get involved in serving the people, That is not, again, it's that whole notion of run government like a business, which is should be your number one red flag that somebody is not equipped to engage in public service. But as a result of that mindset, you had Republicans who insisted that the U.S. Postal Service had to prepay for its health costs for future retirees, not people who've retired yet, may not retire for decades, but the Postal Service has to prepay for those health benefits. It obviously put billions and billions and billions of liability, you know, on its spreadsheet that it couldn't overcome. And, you know, Ron Johnson 10 years ago was among those who said, nope, we can't help you. You know, this is your burden. Maybe we should just, you know, privatize everything. And in fact, that's what Tina and many others have had to do after a lifetime of using the Postal Service personally and years or decades from their small business. They have had to use the more expensive private carriers, FedEx and UPS and DHL and all of that. And so finally, there was a reform bill that passed this year, and the Postal Service Reform Act was passed. It was signed by President Biden in April to help the USPS get out from under all that red tape. And you know, remember, Ron Johnson's all about getting rid of the red tape if it's in the private sector. But again, Johnson opposed it. Biden has signed it. Perhaps the damage has already been done for businesses, you know, in rural Wisconsin. And so, you know, Tina had said that I was pretty disgusted that he voted no. I mean, he pays a lot of lip service to us, but he says one thing and does another. I'm a businesswoman, and he's not looking out for small businesses like mine. And he's referring to somebody who, you know, again, rejected repeated pleas for help. And yet then years later said, well, the Postal Service problems have been building for years and somebody should have done something about them. But he was there and he did not. And instead of removing the artificial $50 billion liability, Johnson was suggesting rolling back overtime pay for mail carriers, you know, things like that. And so you now have, oh, by the way, it's not just, you know, small business people. It's not just farmers. Veterans had to deal with delays in receiving their prescription medications. And the VA, in many instances, again, had to use those more expensive carriers that cost the taxpayers money. And by the way, they do one other thing. By taking that business away from the Postal Service, it only exacerbates their financial problems. So what we need is a U.S. Postal Service that is supported properly, supported as well as we support other functions for the people, is allowed to be, you know, creative, provide better service, provide more services to people, because they will serve the communities. They have to serve the communities that the big boys don't have to serve and don't have to serve affordably. So look for that story at upnorthnewswi.com and in our newsletter. Angela Lang from Block, when we come back, you're up north.